right. Well, good morning. Thank you for having me and allowing me to speak. Actually, I'm going to first just start by calling up a friend of mine. Some of you may know her. She's Bob's daughter, Rebecca, here in the front row. We've been hanging out a little bit. We've been through something similar, and we've been sharing our hearts with each other just of what God is doing in our lives and what we feel God wants to do through us and with what we've been through. And we were talking one night, I think it was one of the first nights we went out, and she was sharing her heart about wanting to help single women, single moms. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's so weird, because a few months ago I was asking the Lord, you know, I want to use what I've been through and also be a help to, you know, single moms or women in general who have maybe been through a divorce or been through a difficult situation. So I thought it was neat that the Lord had placed that on her heart as well. So I'm going to just call her up for a few minutes. She's going to share with us what God is doing in her heart and what she feels God is calling her to in her ministry and what God's worked in her life. Come on up, Rebecca. This could be, is this mic on, Tom? Okay, perfect. I think it should reach. There we go. Good.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm a little nervous, so forgive me if I stumble over my words. I've written something that may sound like it's out of a book, but I've never shared in front of people before, so. Okay, here goes. I know my name's Rebecca, as you all know, and I have five beautiful children. Who, one just graduated high school, one just graduated middle school, and two just went from fifth grade into Terrell, and one's just left in elementary school. So it's been a big transition for my kids' lives this summer, just over the past week. I'm divorced. I never wanted to get a divorce. It was something that I really struggled with, but as I start to shake. my marriage was toxic. And I really didn't know that it was until God kind of thrusted me out of my church and put me in the world to have people show me that what I was going through was abuse. I always thought abuse was when a man would hit a woman. And I didn't know that it delved deeper into verbal and emotional, mental, psychological abuse. And that's what my marriage was. And so I'm very thankful that I'm free from that right now. I'm free from it. I'm rebuilding my life, which is the past 3 years. I've been divorced since May 29th, 3 years ago. So it's been 3 years. But it's been the hardest 3 years of my life. This, not just rebuilding my home and my children and myself, is walking through doing all that at once and walking through the trauma and then running from not wanting to deal with the things that God wanted me to deal with. I wanted to run away. I didn't want to feel the pain. I didn't want to have him touch those areas that I've been, you know, I was holding on to for so long and just kind of kept hidden. And I was like, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for you to get into that, because I know if I started crying, I wasn't going to stop. And God brought a special person in my life during that time period when I had to walk through that. He would became a very good friend to me. It was a man who I was actually able to see who cared about me without wanting anything beyond just being friends with me, and I really needed that. So we would go places together. We would pray together. He would read the Bible to me on the phone or read books on emotional abuse and just helping me to walk through the things that I was going through. And I was in outside therapy for, I don't know, a couple years, I think. And but I'm a lot better today. What I'm standing on today is God was able to help me save my home. I almost lost my home to foreclosure. My kids are starting to heal. Seeing them heal again is, I saw my 13-year-old smile, and she had shut down when she was so little.
Good job.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're feeling fear, sister.
Breathe. Okay. Seeing my children heal. Seeing what God did to heal them was the most beautiful expression that I had experienced through, you know, everything that's happened. And it's watching them grow, and they're getting better every day, and I'm getting better every day, and everything gets better every day. I have my bad days, trust me, where I don't want to go on. Sometimes it's so overwhelming that I want to run away from it all. And, you know, sometimes I'll do that. I'll just kind of shut out everything and just go somewhere quiet and not want to deal with anything sometimes. But I can't do that all the time. I have a big family to take care of. So, but talking to Melody, I started coming here back in August, I think, around that time, Dad. And I came here a couple times, and I've gone to different churches over the past several years. I couldn't go back to my old church I'm not gonna get into details, but I've been looking for a place that I can call home again, a place where I could find connections with. And Melody shared one Sunday, and my heart opened. And for the first time, I felt that nudge that was like, oh, wow, you know, this is, you know, what you shared that day. Just, it really, it opened my heart. I was like, oh, is this place? And so I kept coming back after that. And I was like, I really want to talk to her, you know, see her story. And I've always had a heart for single moms, and I knew that you were. And so finally that Sunday that I came by myself, I didn't just come when my dad was here, because I would do that. If Dad wasn't here, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to go to church today. I didn't want to be alone. And so I finally did, and I felt that nudge, and I kind of pushed through my fear, and I introduced myself. And when you shared your story, I was just like, I was floored. I was like, wow, you know, this woman not only got up here and, you know, poured her heart out without fear of judgment or anything, just, you know, she's up here, standing up here with grace. And it was just like, this is beautiful. And I'm like, so when I got a chance to, you know, kind of introduce myself, and then we got together, and I was like, wow, you know what, we have a lot more in common than I had thought. And through my experience, through my marriage, and coming through after my marriage and divorce and raising kids and building things again, God's always put it on my heart to help single moms. But after my experience, he's kind of delved a little deeper into the needs of his daughters. Mm-hmm. And there's a cry in the church right now. And it's, I want to, and my dream is to help women that are in hard marriages or going through situations, coming out of situations, because there's such a need, not just for during the process, the after process, the aftermath of rebuilding a life for you, especially when women have children. It's like picking up like the rubble after an explosion in a war. That's what it feels like sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to pick ourselves up. But this is something that we really have a heart to do, and I pray that God is going to do an amazing thing in leading in this ministry, and it is going to happen. And I kept pushing it away because I was scared and nervous, and I'm still nervous and I'm shaky. But you know what, God is an amazing God, and you know what, He's got this. This is what he wants, because I know it, because I wouldn't be standing up here today, and I don't think I've ever would have gone through what I would have gone through if there wasn't a need, and if he wasn't calling me out of it to show me something that I needed to see, that the church needs to see, because Melody even sent me a blog on a pastor where it just, hearing the stories of the women that have gone through these things and are they're Christian women. And it breaks my heart, and I know it breaks his. So as I want to close because I don't think I got to pull any more out of me right now. But I just ask you to keep us in prayer. And if you have any advice or any ideas where we can start, because this is moving forward, because there's no better time than now for it. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.